Universal Energy Radio's Bless the Mess. And I had Anita here for a second. Hi, Anita.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
For some reason, it automatically mutes you whenever the music started or something. So, interesting to note. I'm using. I'm actually using the Direct Connect. It's new things are happening here with our dashboard and things. So, hopefully
nice.
We have. Yeah, it is nice. I mean, I think they try to improve on the whole way to do this. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I love it. Love it. Sometimes it gets a little messy, but and for the most part, I appreciate mm-hmm. all the little nuances of it. And anyway, hello. Oh, my goodness. Here we are again.
I know. Seems like yesterday.
Was it? No. I was traveling again. Yeah. So we usually do this show on Sunday, but it's MLK Day, so we want to acknowledge that and say
mm-hmm.
that we appreciate that. And so we're doing this show now. I just did put some things out on social media, so we could be having this little show. You know, it takes a minute for people to populate in here. I know Miss Amy
right.
is listening to us, so I appreciate that. And I did have
yes.
the chat open, and that's they have a new chat system here, and I don't know that I ever showed you the dashboard of this thing. It's real
mm-hmm.
interesting. They used to have where chat opened in a separate page, and you could kind of keep track of it. Now it's like everything's all in one. So that's a little confusing to me as well. So for you
mm-hmm.
chat connoisseurs out there, and, you know, we do have people that listen. It's so funny. I look at our stats sometimes and I think, well, there were only, you know, 5 callers, and it's showing that there are more people listening to the show. But they must be listening elsewhere, which is great. Thank you for listening to us. And I want to say this.
Yes.
This is something that I've learned. If you're listening to the show, and if you feel like this show definitely has helped you or whatever, please go to iTunes and subscribe to Universal Energy Radio. And I'm asking that, you know, rate us and subscribe. And that way we can get ourselves up in the ranks. So appreciating that. So, Anita,
mm-hmm.
what shall we talk about on this show?
Well, I talked about my work last time. I thought I might talk about, since it is, you know, start of 2020, and talk about relationships.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
All right. So, I talked about the work and what and the relationships there. And then I just like to talk a little bit about a partner relationship from where I've been. And as you know, I've been married 6 times to 3 different people. So in case anybody's confused, I married my first husband twice, my second husband 3 times, and my last husband once. So hopefully that equals 6. And anyway, I don't know. I just always felt that there's not necessarily one person for you, that people grow, people change. So I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing to get out of a relationship. I mean, I would love to stay in a long term, but and I was married in my last one for 24 years. But I think the way I viewed in the past relationships were, that in the beginning, you know, everything was fine and we're on the same, we liked the same things, we had the same visions. But over time, as I grew and I changed, my visions changed. And some people, that's hard to adjust to, which in my case it was for my husband's hard to adjust to. So it seemed like when I divorced them, then they were more willing to communicate, come back on board, talk. And when I married him again, it just kind of went again to a kind of a non-communicative relationship. I can't explain why that was, but that's just the way it was. So I tried twice the first time, and I tried three times the second time. And then the last time I finally lasted, and my husband passed away. So I take from that all of those were important for me to grow and become who I am today. Now, I will say that after the first two people I married, the five marriages, I did finally go to therapy for 2 years before I started dating again, because I really felt like I needed to assess the situation, see why I got into things that eventually I wasn't happy in, and just really kind of get in touch to how I was feeling and why these things were going on, and, you know, what I really wanted in a relationship. So, again, I never considered it anything bad. Of course, you're hurt at the time, and it's a lot of hassle, but I felt like it was the best thing for me at the time to leave the relationship, and then the best thing to get back in the relationship. So, and in my last relationship, if it hadn't been for my husband's health problems, that one probably would have been fine to the end too, but the health problems kind of kept him from communicating, because I feel he had fear and was scared because he wasn't well. So, and again, he didn't communicate that real well at the end, but that might have been because of his fear of being scared. So,
isn't it interesting how that fear can hold us back from keeping us alive, keeping us in life? And that's something that, in fear, we say false evidence appearing real, is something that a lot of people don't step into their power, and they don't take that unknown step because they're afraid. I get it. We're talking about relationships here, and that I hear what you're saying, and it's interesting. It's like you divorced and then you got back together with your exes a couple of times. And I think that's interesting that you had to come out of the relationship completely and then go back in. And I get that at the same time. So I'm sure your frustration was, you know, why can't we resolve this, you know, while we're in the marriage, you know, why is it that you're talking to me? And one of the things that I realized, and I know I have a very different perspective on marriage. I have a different, very different perspective on relationships now. I was married, officially married for 7 years. And it was that thing. It's almost like when you're not in the marriage, you're getting this attention and you're doing things, you're going places. And then once you were in the marriage, I just felt like, okay, that was sort of like, okay, got married, check that off the list. You know, I mean, that's what it felt like. Not that he didn't spend time with me or anything like that, but again, like you said, when you expand and grow, all of a sudden your needs and your wants are different. So I think we did, you know, one vacation a year together. And the rest was, I got to go off and hang out with my friends. And, you know, it's like, hey, I'm going to go to the beach with these friends. Okay, fine. Have a good time. And that was fine. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, you're in this marriage. You just want to, like, I want to grow with this person, expand with this person. And then, you know, I look at it as, you know, fairly young. It's kind of those things like, I always tell people I was born without a biological clock. So I never had this desire to have children, like really birth them. I love kids. I love kids, adore them. Never had the desire to actually have my own children. And so I remember Michael and I planning out, like, you know, okay, I guess in the next 2 years we should probably get pregnant and have kids, because that's what most people do, right? And it was just weird. It was just a very strange, to me, a very strange way of being. It should be natural. It's kind of like I think that with relationships now. It just should be easy. It should be natural. I mean, work.
Right.
Pay attention, communicate with each other. I think communication is huge. And when you don't have
that's the key, I think.
Yeah. Someone told me once that it's like when I'm going to say this, it's about men, and I don't know if this is true or not, but men will pursue someone, then when they get married, they kind of put that person on a pedestal, and like they're almost untouchable. So it's like, you know, this is my wife and she must be, you know, this person. I know that sounds really odd, but that's kind of, I don't know who was telling me that. And I thought, well, that's just strange. Like, why would you not pay attention to this person that you supposedly love, that you agreed to this very sacred bond with each other? And I think that whole idea of marriage, you know, that was kind of one issue that I had in my last relationship. It was like, you know, you didn't love me enough to marry me. And it's kind of like, well, I loved you enough to stay in this relationship and have kids. You know, I mean, I think that's called commitment, you know, so perspective is everything. So isn't it interesting how, I mean, do you feel like that was sort of a pattern a little bit of?
I think I wasn't, when I look back, I didn't really know what a relationship looked like. My parents had a good relationship, but I guess I just assumed that when you get in a relationship, the relationship's going to be like that. And it wasn't.
Yes.
And so I think that was like, I just assumed that everybody had the same type of relationship my parents had, which was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it would be easy and things would just fall into place. And, you know, the person would talk just like my parents talked. And instead of seeing all those things for a longer time before I ended up marrying.
That's interesting.
I guess I had expectations, and I don't know that you really need a lot of expectations going into anything. Like you said, it should be more natural.
Well, it's kind of, one of my little jokes is, well, it's kind of funny because he and I like to sit around and watch sci-fi movies and basically ride motorcycles. So that was kind of our connection, you know? And so, I thought that was interesting. And then my relationships later on, you know, were more about to me, kind of like being helpful, you know, I'm like, I'm being helpful, help people get to that next step or it's like, I don't think I was consciously aware of, not that what it takes necessarily, but just what that those steps should be. But kind of the same way, like my parents, I had that, you know, paradigm of my parents and my dad. Most of my parents worked. My mom worked part-time. Dad worked full-time. I hardly saw my dad as a kid. I did. He was in the military, and then later on he was at home, and then they seemed to not argue. I don't remember them arguing. I remember them, I could hear them talking. Like late at night, I knew they were talking to each other, and it's like any conversation that they had about the family was, you know, they didn't do it in front of the kids. And so we had some big things happen. Like we moved to different places. And so that conversation happened, but it wasn't more of, a question of, do you want to do this? It was more like, we're going to do this, you know? So that was very different. And that, I think that, that in itself was a very different thing to look at. And I was a very extremely, I mean, most, I say this now and people kind of chuckle. I was an extremely shy child. And so how does that, you know, equate to like to how you are in a relationship and how you're, you know, I kind of like now I'm like, I just want to be an artist and do my thing, you know, it's like, so very, very interesting. Well, I wonder too, like, you know, like you said, it's, we do, I don't know if you say no expectations, but some expectations, and maybe that needs to be a conversation in some relationships, you know, I am a proponent of, I'm going to joke around, say, you're going to try it before you buy it. Have a, you know, I know some people don't believe in this, but I do believe in living with somebody before you, if you, to me, when you do make that commitment though, to me, that's the first step and that's the commitment. I firmly believe in, I do believe in marriage. I believe it's sacred though. I believe it's so sacred that most humans don't really know how to handle it. You know, and like you said,
that's a good point.
It's so sacred. And when you can be in a relationship with someone who can grow and expand with you, have that experience with you, I think that's really, really important that they understand. And like you, you know, I know with your last marriage, you were just saying at some point you just had to say, I allow you to be who you are in this relationship.
Right.
And, yeah, yeah. And,
exactly.
You know, most people don't get that either. They're like, what do you mean? You know, like you said, you didn't want to bug him. You don't want to nag him about certain things. You didn't want to say, you know, because you said it, you know, I want, it'd be nice if you, or you should eat this way or do this. But then it's like, you know, none of us.
You didn't want to, right.
Didn't want
himself,
to.
So.
Whether you're married or not, or at some point, you are not responsible for someone else's experience on this planet. And I think a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people feel responsible. A lot of people, you know, we want to, I always say with kids, you want to guide them. You don't necessarily, I mean, some people are, well, I need to tell them what to do because they're kids. Well, the kids learn from you. They're going to learn. They're going to experience things. With my, you know, mess the last 3 years, I've had to let go and say, you know what, my kids, this is my kid's journey too. I can't control that journey at all. I am standing in observation and allowing that to come through. Relationships are now, I look at relationships as, you know, in the past we've talked about ego and then the EGE, the expansion and growth experience. You know, are we in this relationship? Can we be in this relationship, or can we look at our past relationships and say, what was my gift in that? What is it that I brought out of that that allowed me to go to this next step? And some people don't realize that when you release a relationship, it opens you up to what's next. First of all, like you, I loved what you said. After that, that second relationship gone, you sought out some form of assistance, some form of help to help you understand you. And I think a lot of people don't do that. They immediately go into a relationship with somebody where they're, again, their time is being consumed. And then generally you'll have the same old patterns, the same things happen over and over and over again. And then you go, why? And most of us, what, we blame the other person. And when we understand first of all, we're the common denominator in all of that. And once we own it, when we take care of ourselves, I think that's huge.
And I think that you've done. You know, I think that was the key with me. I didn't really know who I was or what I wanted. And so, yeah, I was part of the problem for sure.
And see, most people, that's a different way of thinking about it. It's like, you know, I do own my part in this. Now, what's the solution? That's my thing. What is the solution? So what do we say? Bless the mess, because what's come out of that? I mean, you are resilient. And I will say this because your husband passed away last year. It is, right. You know, it's that thing, but you kind of, you know, picked yourself up by the bootstraps and you are moving forward and healing within yourself and taking care of yourself, which is a lot of people just, you know, grovel a little bit beforehand. I'm looking back at the switchboard. We do have someone raising their hand. Would you like to take a caller?
Sure.
Awesome. All right. Area code 775. You're on the air with Anita and Anna.
Hi, hello. Very nice to meet you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy from Sacramento.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
Hi. Is it okay if I can ask a question? Are you answering questions about the future?
Anita likes to get her cards out and give you messages, and we can intuit some things for you, if you don't mind that.
Okay.
No, I don't mind at all. Sure.
Thank you. I've had back issues on and off during my life due to a car accident, but I've been determined, and by the grace of God, I've been able to work most of the time. I've been off work since last Wednesday due to a lot of pain in my back, and I'm going to see a physical therapist on Wednesday, and I was prescribed some medication that I stopped today. It just doesn't feel safe to me, and I will see the physical therapist on Wednesday, and whether or not I get any time off from work, the physical therapist will report how much time she feels I need to get recovered. Will I be given a short-term leave for ADA, like a few weeks or a month or 2 months, or what do you see?
Okay. First of all, here's what I like to say about what's going on, okay? What I'm feeling from, and the way things work for me, Wendy, is I just get messages from spirit. Like I'm sitting here while you're talking and I'm getting messages for you. That's how this works for me. Okay? So the first thing I'd like to say before we even talk about time off is when you get a cut, okay, like you get a cut in your arm, do you worry about it healing?
No.
No, because your body heals naturally, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And I think what I'm feeling, and I see this quite often, is that people don't realize that also works for other parts of your body, not just a cut.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I would suggest to you, besides the physical therapy, et cetera, is to do you meditate at all?
I find it beneficial. I haven't done it lately, but I know it's a good thing.
Okay. What I'm hearing for you to do is to find something you can relate to. Like they have a lot of good meditations on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So find a good meditation where, like, I'll just give you an example. I do a meditation quite often. I forget the lady's name, but what she does is she has you sit and breathe, and then you kind of relax as you're going down steps, and your eyes are closed. And then she has you imagine, like, a tornado with brushes on the top of your head.
Uh-huh.
And then that tornado with brushes starts going into your body and goes into your brain and takes out all your negative thoughts, all your self-defeating thoughts, any toxins, any chemicals, then it goes down to your eyes, then your ears, then your neck, then your esophagus, then your lungs, then your heart, and way on down to your feet. When it gets to your feet, it pushes everything it's picked up out of your body. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then also during that meditation, she has you talk to your, like in your case, you could talk to, she has you talk to your back and say, you know, I command you to go back into perfection, you know, perfectly as you were before. You know, I command you, I impel you, I direct you. And so all of this is your brain, right? Because your brain's talking to you all the time.
Right.
it's
disabling
okay?
arthritis. I'm having a flare-up.
Okay.
And it comes
say,
and goes. And I hope
well,
that it never, ever gets this bad ever again.
Well, but the point is you don't have to hope. You can get into meditation. You can talk to your body. You can say, okay, cells, you know. And, I mean, some people think this is crazy. I don't. In fact, I do Reiki, which is just energy healing. And so it's just energy, and that's what we are. So when we talk to ourselves and we talk to our body and we imagine like things getting swept out that aren't good for us and then going out of the body is listening to that.
Uh-huh.
So that's the first thing I heard for you is to get your mindset, you know, not to continually focus on back issues or arthritis. But also, there's a great guy that I've read that's called, he's medical medium, and he actually has had the ability since he was younger to, I want to say his name's Anthony Williams, I'm not sure if that's right, but he's had the ability to be like an X-ray machine when he looks at you and see what's going on in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written several books. So he talks about things that you can do as far as, you know, food-wise to help that, too. Now, do you watch your diet?
No, I have not. I eat whatever I have, whatever my heart's desire is. But I've been on the Internet, and apparently there are foods that are for anti-inflammatory, I agree.
So those are two things that I'm hearing right away for you. Do a meditation at least once a day, two times a day if you can. Something that you find that kind of helps you think about your body healing. And then...
Okay.
Let's see if I can find that lady. I can tell you. Hopefully it won't start playing here. Let's see. She is. I should have her right here. Well, it's called Mind Valley Talks, MindValley, and then Talks, and then it's called Reprogramming Your Mind, and it's got to completely heal your body.
Okay.
So the actual... This one I listen to sometimes is Do This to Completely Heal Your Body. And it's a Mind Valley talk. But again, you might find something that works better for you. They have Reiki, you know, videos on here where, you know, you're actually sitting and the person's doing, because you can do Reiki distantly. You don't have to be in the room with someone. I didn't know if you knew that, but, and they actually are starting to accept Reiki in hospitals too.
Oh.
And again, what Reiki does is energy flows through me to you to for your body to start healing itself. I'm not doing anything except for bringing the energy for you to use to heal.
Like a conduit?
Yes. So those are two things I'm hearing for you. Now, pull a card as far as time frame. But I think if you look at diet, and, you know, there's more evidence to going to a plant-based diet, too. So I don't, you know, I don't, again, not knowing you or knowing how you eat. But there's a couple of good shows if you have Netflix called What the Health and Game Changers, where they talk about people have even gone on a plant-based for a week and their cholesterol has gone down 100 points.
Well, my,
and again,
my
again,
doctor
I don't
prescribed,
know.
My doctor prescribed blood pressure medicine because she says my blood pressure is too high, hypertension. And I don't want to take it, hydrocortisone or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a doctor. I do Reiki, and I do hear that, you know, I do get messages for people. But it like I say, do you have Netflix?
Do I have what?
Netflix.
What is Mentex?
Netflix.
Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. I could probably get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's two shows on there. What the Health and Game Changers that talk about a plant-based diet and how it's changed people's physical.
Uh-huh. Wendy, is that a statin drug that your doctor has you on right now? Is that what it's?
I haven't taken it. I've been
for
afraid
high cholesterol.
To.
Yeah. So I just
well,
and again,
I asked her,
I'm not a doctor as well, but
I wanted her to test my. Wanted her to test my cholesterol, but she said no. But she wants me to take this hydrocortisone, and I'm a little afraid to take drugs.
But see, food can be a drug too, though. That's why I'm saying I'm hearing for you to kind of get more into what to eat, you know, for inflammation and stuff. And again, I'm not a doctor or nutritionist either. I don't even claim to be. I just know what I've seen, and you know, I've read a lot of research and all that, and there seems to be, you know, good evidence that food is like medicine.
Yes. I mean, I just want to interject here because years ago when my mom did pass and I was going through a great deal of depression and grief, and it kind of happened to me. Some things were happening, and I went to the doctor, and they prescribed a statin drug, which is for high cholesterol. And I was like you, Wendy. I don't subscribe really to Western medicine. I'm more Eastern. I'm more meditation. I'm more energy work. I like that kind of thing. And so instead of taking the drug, though, I really paid attention to what I was eating. And that really did make a difference. I didn't go solely 100% plant-based, and I didn't go solely 100% vegan or vegetarian, but I really cut back on the meats. I really cut back on how I was preparing food. I really paid attention to what I was putting in my body, and it made a huge difference within like 6 months. Made a huge difference. I never did take the statin drugs. I like you, we did some research, had some friends do some research, and we were talking about it. You know, I talked to my brother, who's a doctor, and I was talking to him, and he said, you know, it's, you know, things, medicines are temporary or should be temporary. And then again, these are our opinions. We're not telling you what to do,
right?
By any means, but just know that, you know, a lot of folks, I say out there, you know, they I've got to have this specific drug or whatever that is to maintain. The problem with that is, like Anita says, the body heals itself. And I want to back up a little bit, ladies, and I want to say too, you know, Wendy, when you first mentioned, you said you had a car accident and you were having some back problems. To me, all those are indicators of something else going on, because those are generally like little wake-up calls for us. And the back generally is about movement. It's about freedom. It's about being supported. And so we have to think about those things as well. You know, is this something about my freedom? Is this something about me not being supported in a certain way? Maybe this job that you are looking at, you know, maybe getting some time off, and it could very well be that you get that with a physical therapist saying, hey, I'm writing this down. She needs a couple of weeks off to take care of yourself. That is self-support. It goes back to, you know, really supporting your well-being, really supporting you and starting to become aware of the things that you need to get yourself back to that healthy Wendy that you want to be, you know, that you know you can be. So those are the things that are important. Like, back it up and say, okay, I don't want to say why that you want time off. I don't know about your job. I don't know what you do. And so the question is, maybe look at, there's not necessarily the physical aspects of it, because when things start happening in our physical body, folks, that's sort of like, that's a wake-up call. Usually we have to back it up to see, you know, what am I thinking about? What are my thoughts? How am I going about my day? How am I talking to myself? How am I taking care of me? How am I supporting me? How am I expressing my freedom? So for you, Wendy, the meditation thing, no matter, I mean, if you can't sit still for, you know, 10 minutes, try 5. Try 3. Do the guided meditations. Those are, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, what's sitting down, being quiet going to, how's that going to help me? I call it slowing down to speed up, because we want to connect to that higher being that is also us. And and for us to do that, we have to be quiet. We have to try to cut off that mind chatter. We have to really just allow ourselves to be open, so that we can receive the messages that we need to receive. So there are
Interesting that you said that, allowing myself to be open, because when I heard about CBD oil, I was totally against it. But I have been through such agony this last week, and I've read about it, and I went online, and even the Arthritis Association is beginning to endorse it. And I ordered some tincture because it's supposed to be good for you, and it's supposed to relieve horrific arthritic pain and help people to get mobile again.
I know a few people who have had different surgeries and things like that, and they're using it, and they've gotten very positive results and just their movements alone. So I can't tell you. I don't really have experience with it. I just know that I know in the times when I felt like I was not well, I really paid attention to the food intake, and I really paid attention to how I was thinking and how I was living my life. And actually, that's what our show is about. It is about blessing the masses, because if we can take those messes and turn them around into something good and powerful and empower ourselves, look for the gifts in those messes. You know, we were, before you got on the line with us, Wendy, we were talking about relationships, and both Anita and I have been through several relationships, indeed, and so we're like talking about that, and it's like, what have we gained? What have we gleaned from each one? So the thing is like, we have stuff that happens. Everybody has stuff that happens. So instead of, you know, being in a place of fear of taking that medication, you can say, what is my alternative? Is it, can it be CBD? It it could be CBD, it could be meditation, it could be a combination of both, it could be some energy work. So for you, Wendy, it's the focus isn't, you know,
diet.
I want to say, yeah, I want to say it's not about whether or not you're going to get time off. It's about you being well and healing, and when that need
staying
for that
well.
Time off is there, yeah, staying well is there, you will receive that. It's when we question it, a lot of times when we question it or we're afraid or we have this resistance to something, then it doesn't show up. It's almost as if you're pushing it away. So, my simple thing is breathe into it. Like, you know, I mean, that's my thing is like, if I get really stressed, I just stop what I'm doing and I just breathe into it. And when that happens, it just calms everything down and allow the universe, source, God, whatever label you put on that higher power that is you, will bring to you what it is for your highest and greatest good. And we have to be, you know, I say that, and we have to be in a place to receive it. And that has to be clear. So that receiving has
right.
to be from a place of positive expectation, of positive good intentions, of being in a place of, I know my back is hurting right now and I can take CBD and find some relief. It may not be permanent relief, but it's something that's going to help me and allow me. And, oh, I'm in such gratitude of that. So when we change our perspective on something, we actually change that something. We change ourselves. So I like to, one of my biggest things is just really understanding that your body is that sort of wake up call for whatever those thoughts are, whatever's going on. So little shifts in our thinking, little shifts. I'm saying quantum. Quantum is actually teeny tiny little steps. If we each took a quantum step every day, a teeny tiny little step towards our happiness, towards our joy. I'm not saying deny yourself. When you get mad or angry or sad or you're hurting, get it. Acknowledge it and say, I know there's a gift in here somewhere. And I'm asking the universe, source, God, whatever that label is, to show me. And when that happens, and for you, Wendy, it could be, yeah, let's give her a couple weeks. Let's give her, you know, 2 to 4 weeks off so she can heal. But do the healing. Allow yourself to really heal. Allow yourself, do the self-care. And I think, you know, as I'm talking to you, Wendy, I'm talking to me, I'm talking to Anita, I'm talking to anybody that's listening. You know, sometimes people go, well, self-care, you know, go, if you can do it, go get some Reiki, go have a massage, go speak to a life coach, go do something that's going to, you know, if you're on social media, there's a ton of groups out there that will just ring your bell for positive affirmations. You know, go do that. Use what you can. If you don't, just, you know, take a nice hot shower, take a nice bubble bath, do something that's going to pamper yourself in a little way, quantum steps, so that you can love and appreciate you, because it's all about you. It comes down to each of us. We all live in our own little world. And I know that sounds weird, but you know, when we can appreciate ourselves and take care of ourselves, then ourselves, our higher selves, will take care of us. So I don't know if that helps at all, Wendy. I just feel like, you know, I feel like you have a really nice energy, and there's, I think for you, it's maybe every once in a while, and I don't know, maybe once in a while you don't feel supported in what you do. Maybe every once in a while you don't feel like you're moving forward. And when that happens, just say, I know there's a gift in this right now. I know there's a gift. Does that help you at all? Hello?
Uh-oh. She gone?
She's here. I don't know if she's muted us or.
Oh.
Okay. So, but yeah, I don't, you know, I went rambling there.
There's another thing too that I forgot to mention in case, you know, for the people listening, is there's, I was listening to a podcast about this the other day from a nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because if you think about it, you know, people go to the dentist and take care of their teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
People go to the beauty parlor and take care of their hair, okay? But a lot of people don't go to a nutritionist to really see what, you know, how their metabolism is, if they getting enough vitamins, you know, all those things, which keeps your body going, keeps your body fueled. It's for some reason, a nutritionist is just not like a regular person people go see, for most people. I'm sure there are some. But this one nutritionist was talking about this new thing called nutrigenomics. It's nutrigenomics. And it's a new kind of test they give you that looks at what you're eating, how you're metabolizing, and also your DNA. So it's kind of like, let's say that I was born and have a high metabolism, then I could probably eat more calories a day than someone with, I'm just giving an example, than someone with a low metabolism. That's how she was explaining it. And you can tell that through these tests. You can tell if someone's prone to high triglycerides, to high cholesterol. You can determine all that through the DNA and nutrition testing. So it's supposed to be something new that she says even some hospitals are trying. I'm not familiar with it. This is just the first time I heard it, so I thought I'd share it if anybody wanted to look into it.
That's interesting. My rule of thumb is eat something green at least once a day. You know, it's like, and I've realized too that a couple of places, and I don't do like extreme fast food, but there's some places that you can go grab a salad, or you can go grab, a lot of them are offering like kale salads and things like that. So, and I've been doing a lot of traveling. So nutrition is important. Anytime, whether you're stationary or not, it's very important because that, you know, I want to say this, this is my take. Mindset is the most important because our mind, we were all raised with this idea, you know, for lack of a better way to explain it, from our lips to our hips, right? So we're all like, you know, don't eat that, it's not good for you, all that stuff. So we've got these programs, and you know, if we're going to dig into that, that's the deal. It's a program, folks. And that program does not allow us to eat cake all day. I know some people that would eat cake all day, and that's cool. But unfortunately, the paradigm in their head is, I'm going to eat cake all day, and it's unhealthy for me. And so if you have that going on, then yes, if you've spoken it into existence, it's going to be unhealthy for you. So to me, mindset, if we can, you know, if we had the proper mindset, truly, we could probably eat anything we wanted to and not even think a second thought. And I think that's important. But most people don't have that kind of programming. Most of us were raised with something of, you know, that's not healthy, or, you know, there's always something in the back of your mind that says, you know, I should be eating something else, something that's healthier, something that's greener, whatever. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? So don't shut on yourself, S-H-O-L-D-O-U-L-D. Don't shut on yourself, because that, you know, if you've got to grab a burger, I get it. And my rule of thumb, eat something green every day, at least once every day. Now, I've found as I got older and I'm really paying attention, I start craving, I'm craving Brussels sprouts most of the time. And I know a lot of people are like, ew, Brussels sprouts. But man, I love Brussels sprouts. And so,
I do too.
Yeah. So I think it's important for people to understand that it is that mindset. It's way to go. Before we go on, first of all, we've got a lot of stuff going on here. I want to acknowledge we've got Purple Pill, Kelly 8, Fidelio Bob. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us in chat, and I appreciate you. And I've got little comments like, you know, silence is to listen. And, you know, and I understand that we've got a lot of folks. I love what you're saying here. Fidelio Bob is saying, "G'day, folks. My life is awesome. It's how I create it." And that to me, just that simple sentence, you know, just that simple sentence, it is what it is. It's how we, you know, I could, you know, we could go on and on for a long time about all this
mm-hmm.
stuff. You know, pay attention to your words because those words have power. You know, pay attention to just how you are, your being in the world and how you perceive the world. And how do you compare your insides to someone else's outsides? There's so much of that going on that, you know, it's like, it's time to, you know, really, you know, say stop. Stop doing it. And, you know, and I know that's not easy because we're going through stuff. And that's why this show is called Bless the Mess, because how do you bless, this is my line, and I was like thinking about this today, how do you bless the mess when you feel like you're stuck in the muck? Like that's, it sounds weird, but it's true. How do you, that was my question.
Some of that, but you could do some of that, like you said, through your words, which you were telling Wendy, is, I forgot how you stated it. Oh, you said, what is the gift in this?
Yeah, what is the gift in this?
Yeah,
and I
so
asked
like,
that.
That's when
yeah.
you're in the muck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're probably not feeling good. You're wondering what's next. You know, you might have fear of the unknown. Who knows? There's probably 1,000 things running through. But to include, what can I learn from this? What is my gift from this? You know, what do you have that's better for me that you're pushing me towards? You know, there's a lot of
yes.
words you can
yes.
use. So I agree with you.
Yes. And that's when you seek that information. And you
mm-hmm.
stay in that place of, I'm looking for my gifts. I know it's out there. I know it's going to be better. I know I'm going to feel better. I know I'm going to move forward. I know I'm free. I know I have the capability to be and do and have, you know, all the things
mm-hmm.
that I want to be and do and have. And we talk about these things. And I've had a lot of people say, well, you know, yeah, you can talk about those things, but you know, I could tell you some crazy stories about my life in the past 3 years. Anita, you could tell some crazy stories about your life
mm-hmm.
in the past year. I mean, so
mm-hmm.
we're coming
mm-hmm.
from a place of people who actually have lived through some muck. I mean, absolute muck, but are still here talking and saying, your mindset, we can turn this mindset around. We can spin this. So, and
mm-hmm.
like, yeah. So I think it's not easy to get into, and, you know, well, we've been talking a little bit, but, you know, the next 5 minutes is really my big thing for the day is how can we help ourselves and help others turn that around? And
mm-hmm.
I will tell you, and Anita and I will both tell you, I mean, we could sit here and tell you some stories that you were like, oh, my gosh, get the violins out. We're going to cry. We're going to, you know, seriously, right? And
yeah,
then
I know.
It's like,
I
and
know.
Then today we're like, no, how do we get on the air and how do we help empower people to be the best that they can be and to experience
mm-hmm.
life to the fullest and allow the gifts? I was having a conversation with somebody before we got on the show, and I was saying, I can't, 2019, cannot tell you how blessed I was and am in 2019. Just coming, I mean, I released my home in January of 2019. I'm not going to get into that story. Home that was beautifully paid for, ready, you know, and
uh-huh.
was forced to sell it. And I was like, whoa. Then my search for home, you know, this is like my little story, my search for home and finding home within myself and saying, you know what? And then having all these doors open up to me and all these opportunities. And it's like, oh my gosh, I couldn't have orchestrated that in the entire world. I got to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do things. And I did it in a way that I just allowed the universe to take me, if you will. And it did. And it was like, it was the most amazing and still continues to be. Now, were there times where
mm-hmm.
I, you know, what were we talking about? Dark night of the soul. Were there times where there were
mm-hmm.
dark nights of the soul? Yes, I can attest to that. Every single person listening to this show can attest to that, right? We've all had
mm-hmm.
it. And it's like, how long do you stay in it? And when do you pick yourself up out of it? Because you know what? As much as we can talk about it, you, me, we're the only ones that can do it for ourselves. Nobody else is going to do it. We have to make those choices. So what did I say earlier?
Well,
I said, we can get, yeah, go ahead, Anita.
Yeah. Well, I'm just sorry Wendy went off because her card, her card was from the Archangel Power cards, and it was the World, and it said a very happy ending.
Ah, so. Well, Wendy's actually, I think she's still listening. I think she might have muted us. So she's still on my switchboard,
right.
So I think she muted us.
So
a very happy ending.
Happy ending, no matter what the time frame is. Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. Fidelio Bob says, the mind is always looking for answers, but the heart already knows. Freedom is an inside job.
Good one.
Yes. Yes, yes. I love that. I love that. It's true. It's true. It's when we can, and I know I'm switching subjects real quick, but heart math, if you think about the heart actually has more, there's more coming from the heart to the brain than there is from the brain to the heart. So the heart is that first thing. There's a whole heart math study on it. Very cool stuff. But it really, yes, that the heart is so much an integral part. And not a lot of us were necessarily taught that. You know, we were told certain things and we thought we had to live a certain way and be a certain way. And guess what? And we're finding out now that was someone else's paradigms. We have our own paradigm. We get to pick and choose. Is this paradigm serving me? And for me, my thing is it serving me? And am I doing the best that I can, not only to help myself, but to help other people? Because that I know that's where I'm at. Anita, I know that's where you're at because we've had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are a lot of people on this call.
How can I serve?
Can I serve? And that's what we're here to do. I think it's important when and we're going to find more and more people on this wavelength as well. And that's what I love because like attracts like, and I'm talking about energy. So if you're listening to this call, our vibration is high. Focus. What are we asking for? Because this is like, if you think about the people that are listening and then add one, and I don't know how many people are listening right now. I've got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can see a dozen people out here. So there's an extra one, a 13 mastermind. This is the time that you do your asking. This is the time that you do your manifesting. And I know that sounds odd, but the vibration is high. And this is when you receive. And I think that's the cool part is that when you've got that vibration going, it's like, yes, I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to be
magical.
Open to,
yeah.
It is magical. Anyway, well, we're getting ready to wrap up. So I wanted to, Anita, I'm not sure what's up with your website. How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to send you a little email?
They can get to me by anita@earthpathguide.com.
Awesome. And you can email me. I'm Anna, and I'm Anna@lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. If you guys would like to reach out and hang out with us, we do have some social media, Universal Energy Radio page on Facebook and also Instagram under Universal Energy. I think it's Universal Energy Radio on Facebook, Universal Energy Media on Instagram. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate the input from those that are in chat. I love that you guys are just, I mean, there's so much here in the feed. I love it. I'm going to copy this and send this to you, Anita. This is just really cool.
Okay,
all those
perfect.
That are listening. And I know Jay was trying to jump on this call. Sorry, man. I didn't grab you right now. I love you. And please call us back. We are going to be on next Sunday, 6:30 Eastern time. So please join us for that. And, you know, bless the mess.
Right.
Anita, yeah, have you got any last words that you want to say?
I think really the basic theme to me is be open, you know, and sit in quiet and just ask, you know, what do I need to know? What do I need to know in this situation? You know, I always feel like I have a team of people around me. Hawks are one symbol for me. And the minute I walked out the door this morning, a hawk was right over me screeching. So, you know, we have ancestors. We have, you know, whoever you believe in, God, angels, fairies. We have all kinds of things to help us. We just have to ask. We can ask for knowledge about arthritis. Okay, bring me what I need to know about arthritis. Bring me what I need to know about back problems. Bring me what I need to know about hiccups. You know, anything we can ask, and more than likely the information is going to be brought to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a huge one that a lot of people don't do. It's like, ask your guides. Ask. You know,
mm-hmm.
You've got to ask. They're there. They're just waiting. Awesome. Well, Anita, I so appreciate you. Always love our conversations. And for everybody out there, thank you so much for listening to Universal Energy Radio. We so appreciate you. If you have a moment, go on iTunes. Please check us out, rate us, and let us know what you think. We would appreciate it. All right, y'all. Thanks. Have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.